Final preparations are underway for the launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery later this morning. NASA officials say all sensors were working properly when they refilled the fuel tank overnight. They estimate the chance of weather cooperating is now 80%. NPR's David Kestenbaum is at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Renee.
So we're just 2 hours away from the scheduled launch. What's happening right now?
Well, let me back up a little while ago, the astronauts traveled to the launch pad in their little astronaut bus. It was moving slowly. They had the hazard lights on. A helicopter was overhead. And then they got out, and they were strapped into their seats, which is where they are now, wearing their orange jumpsuits. One of them held up. There's a sort of camera that's watching them the whole time. One held up a sign that said, "Hi, Dad." Another one held up a sign that said, "Hi, Everett. Be good for Mom." So that's what's going on right now, and they're strapped in.
And NASA and officials there have a lot riding on this launch. It's obviously quite a big deal after 2.5 years grounded. What's the mood like?
The mood appears to be pretty upbeat. And as maybe one sign of that, last night, the NASA TV, which is constantly broadcasting what's going on with the launch, which is normally very sober, switched to playing the local classic rock station. And Katie Coleman, who's an astronaut, came by a little earlier this morning to talk to us, and she said she's optimistic. I asked if, you know, was she really not nervous, or was it just her job not to be nervous? And here's what she said.
People often ask me if I'm scared when I'm on the launch pad, and you make those decisions about whether you want to be on that launch pad a long time before you're actually sitting there. What I do tell the kids that I am scared about is making a mistake. I was in charge of launching the Chandra X-ray Observatory, and you don't want to make mistakes with something as special as that or as expensive.
I should also say there's a city, an entire city of press set up here to watch this. There's a maze of trailers and tents and cables, and it's actually really easy to sort of get lost. There's definitely the sense that that at around 10:30, a lot of the world is going to be watching what's going on here. It's also a very big deal in Florida. People line up along the coast, along the beaches here, and we passed a sign at the Dunkin' Donuts that said, "Go STS-114, go Space Shuttle."
Well, of course, 2 weeks ago, while everyone was watching, the Discovery launch was canceled because of a faulty fuel sensor. And they've fixed that problem, right?
It's working, so you could say it's fixed. But
it's the important thing.
But I don't think they would say at this point they know what was wrong with it. So maybe you couldn't say it was fixed. There are three backup sensors. So, and this is measures how much hydrogen is in the hydrogen tank. And they expect that these sensors would really never come into play in an ordinary situation, because normally you'd run out of oxygen fuel before you'd run out of hydrogen fuel. So, they decided that even if the problem reappears, they will still go ahead and launch as long as the other sensors appear to be working.
So, just when will we know for sure if the launch is a go?
I think when you see the rockets fire, because they're constantly doing checkouts in these final hours of the countdown, and if something doesn't look right, they can scrub it at any moment.
David, thanks very much. NPR's David Kestenbaum at the Kennedy Space Center. Full shuttle coverage is at npr.org.